This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Syria is moving forces towards its northern border as Turkey continues its military offensive. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Syria's state news agency says troops have entered Tabqa as they move north against Turkish forces in the country. Tabqa had been run by the Islamic State group and is on the road to the city of Raqqa, which was IS's de facto capital until it lost both in 2017. The move towards Tabqa and nearby villages comes a day after Syria's Kurds say Syrian government forces had agreed to help them fend off Turkey's invasion. That's a major shift in alliances as US troops withdraw from the northern border area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Harry Harris, the U.S. ambassador to South Korea, says North Korea is demanding the U.S. do everything before Pyongyang makes any concessions. Harris's comments during an interview with a South Korean newspaper are the first substantive reaction by a U.S. official since North Korea walked away from nuclear talks late last week. North Korea blames the U.S. for the breakdown. Harris suggests North Korea is to blame for the impasse. On Monday, Spain's Supreme Court sentenced 9 former Catalan separatist leaders to between 9 and 13 years in prison for their attempt to declare independence from Spain in 2017. The court, however, acquitted all defendants of the most severe charge, rebellion. The court also issued an international arrest warrant for Catalonia's ex-president. Ecuador's President Moreno has agreed to cancel a disputed austerity package and end nearly 2 weeks of violent protests. Under the agreement, Moreno will withdraw the International Monetary Fund-backed package that included an end to fuel subsidies. Indigenous leaders, in turn, will call on their followers to end protests. From Washington, this is VOA News.